Daniel Bryan is the new World Heavyweight Champion. Zack Ryder is the new United States Heavyweight Champion. Those are things that I really didn't see happening for the next couple of months. Or maybe even ever. I mean, I'm sure there was a time when people felt that Bryan was getting the short end of the stick. And I know there was a time when many people felt that Ryder was getting the short end of the stick. That these guys had talent, they had charisma. Some more than others. And they just weren't getting opportunities. Bryan is by far the best worker in the WWE. The fact that he's champion on the SmackDown side of things, and CM Punk is a champion on the side of Raw, it just makes for a beautiful dichotomy. Finally, I sound like The Rock now, but finally, the WWE has two young, athletic, and incredibly talented world champions. They can go a long way with these two as far as creative storytelling and just fantastic matches. I mean, these are two guys that can wrestle with anybody and can make anyone look good, and they can look good with anybody. When Daniel Bryan won that title, it was the beginning of something very, very different for SmackDown. When Christian was the champion, that could have been that start, because I feel like Christian is one of those guys that could have a fantastic match with anybody. But now, with Bryan as champion, that second, last night, at TLC, when he won that title, SmackDown was forever changed. I know it's a little frivolous to say things like forever changed, but let's think about it. I mean, who's Bryan going to feud with now? Mark Henry, Big Show, maybe. Probably get a return match in there or something like that, but you're going to start to see some really high-energy professional wrestling from both of these guys. From CM Punk, which we've already seen up to this point, and his matches in the pay-per-views as champion so far have all been awesome. And just the energy that he brings to Raw is something that the show hasn't had in quite some time. And let me, for the record, say that I think Daniel Bryan is much better on the microphone than people give him credit for. He's much more charismatic than people give him credit for. And he is going to surprise a lot of people. People that have watched him in Ring of Honor over the years are very, very happy right now. It's kind of like our guy has made it to the mountaintop. The guy that was wrestling in front of 150 people and acting like there were millions around him and just breaking his ass and just doing all of the things that every professional should do and incorporating that into a major promotion. He didn't change himself when he went to the WWE. Yeah, they changed his name. And yeah, they gave him some silly angles and they gave him a girlfriend and stuff like that. But the guy still worked incredibly hard matches, and still worked hard in matches. Yeah, I'd love to see the cattle mutilation, and I'd like to see him get a little rougher. But as far as his image being toned down in the WWE, that's fine, but he's got the beard, he's going to be wrestling, and he's going to change SmackDown and make it an even better show than it is now. Because as far as wrestling goes, I feel like SmackDown is a better show than Raw. So, the show's only going to get better. And WWE as a company have a lot of potential right now. And I could say this is the first time in quite some time that I'm genuinely excited to see what the future holds for this company.